Okay, we're back, and so are you. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Good Hockey Podcast, brought to you by puckledge.ca. You can use the code GOODHOCKEY for free shipping. Charlie, today we're talking about the top five Maple Leaf prospects to get excited about. Who are we going to get excited about on the Toronto Maple Leafs depth chart?
So, everybody knows Nick Robertson. Everybody's excited about Nick Robertson. We don't need to talk about Nick Robertson today. We're going to give you five different Leafs prospects that are all doing very well right now in their respective leagues, and it's very exciting as a Leafs fan to know that we have this in our pipeline. The first one is Topi Niemelä. He's a right defenseman playing in Finland right now. He currently has 24 points in 31 games in the Finnish Professional League. That's the Liiga. L-I-I-G-A. He's a kind of undersized defenseman. He's 5'11", 165 pounds. But what is important to note about Topi Niemelä is his playmaking ability, his shot, and his quarterbacking prowess on the power play. He's a really good playmaking defenseman. He's also very good defensively. And as a third-round pick, the Toronto Maple Leafs are going to be very excited about Topi Niemelä coming up the pipeline. Guys like, you know, him and Sandin Riley on the left side is going to be, it solidifies the future of their left side for, you know, at least the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, I would hope so, but Niemelä is a right defense, Charlie. 24 points in 31 games is pretty amazing, but he's well undersized, only 165 pounds. I don't want that on my back end. He's 19, so we're going to see probably 2 or 3 years of growth just of his body before he can get into this Leafs lineup. But yeah, I don't think this is just going to be a Cale Makar.
No, very likely not.
I think that Rodion Amirov is also a very, very interesting prospect for the Toronto Maple Leafs. He's in his third run of the KHL. Leafs picked him up in 2020 for essentially Kasperi Kapanen.
Not bad.
Signed the ELC with Toronto, spent some time in the Leafs practice facility, didn't make the roster, and he's back in Russia training right now. So far, 2 points in 4 games, but there seems to be a lot of buzz around Rodion Amirov, even if that has quieted down to an undisclosed early season injury.
Yeah, Amirov's just a really quick skater. He's got a great shot, great vision, and hockey senses. Pretty much everything you want in a scoring winger. And he's got some decent size to him as well. I believe he's standing around 6'1". So, you know, he's a great player, great prospect for the Leafs. It's a fantastic pickup by Dubas in the late first round of 2020. Next up, Matthew Nyes. He's a left winger playing for the University of Minnesota as of this moment. In 18 games, he has 7 goals and 16 points. He's 19 years old. Just a really, really great skilled winger. Another fast winger with great hockey senses, great ability and to view the ice and to find plays, to make the passes that he needs to make to get the things going. He's 6'3" and 210 pounds. So he also plays a physical game. Everything about Matthew Nyes is amazing. And he's going to be playing for USA in the Olympics. So it's going to be interesting to get a look at him playing against men.
Yeah, Nyes is really exciting over his blend of strength and finesse, plus his blistering yep. shot. I'm sure eventually he could bring this playstyle to the club, but ultimately he may just end up of being a reliable checking forward. Charlie, the fifth prospect that the Leafs have in the pipeline to be excited about is Alex Steeves. He's currently playing for the Toronto Marlies. 12 points in 12 games. They signed him as an NCAA free agent. Bit of a late bloomer, but he's point a game in the AHL. Steeves is a versatile player. He played a few games in the Leafs. No points. Haley Wickenheiser, head of player development for the Toronto Maple Leafs, says he's got a great shot. He's strong and he's powerful. He looks like a pro on the ice. He's a man the way yep. he's built. There's no concern for his work ethic or his ability to show up every day and be a professional on the ice. He's very diligent and a very serious guy. I like his approach.
Yeah, I'm really excited about Alex Steeves as well.
I like that. Okay.
I just want to talk about really quickly Ty Voigt, who hasn't been getting a lot of publicity, and I didn't really know his name until a couple of days ago. He's a fifth-round pick by the Toronto Maple Leafs in the 2021 entry draft. Through 27 games with Sarnia in the OHL, he has 36 points, including 9 goals. He's averaging an assist a game. He is a somewhat undersized winger at 5'10". However, he is young. He still has some time to grow, you know, maybe get an inch or two onto his height. But it's the 27 assists and 36 points in 27 games that gets me excited for Ty Voigt. Just means that there's another, or, you know, there's lots of potential for another skilled winger to be coming up the pipeline for Toronto sometime soon, maybe.
I need to fact check myself. Alex Steeves got an assist while that 3-game stint in the NHL for the Leafs. So
he did something.
But that's all for us today. Thank you for checking out the Good Hockey Podcast. We're on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, anywhere that you can get content. Check out pucklegends.ca and use the code GOODHOCKEY for free shipping.
Awesome. Peace, guys.
Okay, take care.